looking to the Lord, just what scripture that I could share with us today. And at first I went to Psalm 141, and then the Lord directed me back to Psalm 18. And Psalm 18 is a very long psalm. But as I was looking through it, I knew just where to begin and where to stop. And so I begin at the beginning. Psalm 18, you have your Bible, Psalm 18. I want to just read this psalm to us. And I'm not really going to make too many comments, but just soak in what the Holy Spirit has given us through David. So, Psalm 1. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. Very often, different translations put in there for strength, though they put in rock. And I like that. I will love you, O Lord, my rock. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The fangs of death surrounded me, and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. And of course, that is hell, or actually the indication of that word is like an animal caught in a trap. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears. May that be so this morning, that God has heard our cry. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of the hills also quaked and were shaken, because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down with darkness under his feet. And he rode upon the cherub and flew. He flew upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His canopy around him was dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. From the brightness before him, his thick clouds passed with hailstones, coals of fire. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. Hailstones and coals of fire. He sent out his arrows and scattered the foe. Wouldn't it be something when God does this in the village, in the cottage? Mm. He sends forth his arrows and scatters the foe of these hearts. Mm. Lightning in abundance, and he vanquished them. Then the channels of the sea were seen. The foundations of the world were uncovered. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils, he sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me. For they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity. But the Lord was my support. He also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because why? He delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands. He has recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from him. I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. With the merciful you will show yourself merciful. With the blameless man you will show yourself blameless. With the pure you will show yourself pure. And with the devious you will show yourself shrewd. For you will save the humble people, but will bring down haughty looks. For you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against the truth. By my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except who? Our God. It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of deer and sets me on the high places. He teaches my hands to war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. Thus far we'll read. I wanted to end there. He teaches my hands to make war. Thank you, Lord. In 144 he says, he teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight or to battle. Oh Lord, we pray, God, that we will know, and as the heart of David, how to fight the good fight of faith. We pray, Lord, we'll lay hold of eternal life. We thank you, dear God, that you are our strength. You are our rock. Lord, you are our fortress. We're thankful that in your name, Lord, strongholds are broken. Oh, thank God for that. Let God arise, his enemies be scattered. Let God arise, his enemies be scattered. Let God arise, his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Yes, sir. One, two. Oh, well, they're not camp veterans. Two. First of all, I always say thank you for your service. You know, thank you. I want to be an example to my generation and the next. Thank you. Thank you for your service. But you men know about training. You know about discipline. We're going to sing this song, Let God Arise. And you know, I want us all to sing it like good soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not just sing it and, oh, okay, he's ending worship, we can get back to work. You know, Brother Gardner taught me how to be obnoxious in the Lord. I'm glad he did. You know, he did. He was. We need to be obnoxious in the Lord. Don't let people just sit. Don't let the children of God just be apathetic. You know, we need to learn from these veterans that are here how to be good soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to ask us to sing this in closing with all that's within us so that it makes a difference. I'm going to be a little ridiculous, and some of you, I'll give you a chance that later you can talk behind my back. I give you a lot of good reasons to do that. But, you know, get your shoulders back a little bit and your head up. Sometimes body language counts with God. It does. You read the Psalms and it's hands raised, knees bending. There's so much to body language. It shows up in every other aspect of our life except when it comes to the kingdom of God. And so I'm looking at these two soldiers and I'm saying, you know, men, we want to be soldiers for Christ. We want the enemy to be scattered. But it's going to take a fight of faith to do that. It's going to take God, I believe you, to absolutely do this. And why not this very first day? I know Sister Mary, I know Sister out there believe in this. Why not back them up by saying, let God arise. Oh. Come on, let's sing it. Let
God arise, his enemies we scatter.
We're going to sing it one more time, you know? And I felt a couple of the enemy leave, but not enough. You ready? Come on, let's sing.
Let God arise, his enemies be scattered. Let God arise, his enemies be scattered. Let God arise, his enemies be scattered.
But arise in us, your children. We pray, O Lord, we'll not fall into the apathy of the children of Israel that fell in the wilderness, but we'll say we can take the land.
Amen.
And you're able to possess the land fully.
Hallelujah.
We believe you to do this, O God, today. We pray, O Lord Jesus, that for every staff member, whether it's grounds or the kitchen or wherever, whatever aspect of the work that needs to be done, that today the God will arise in their
hearts.
Strengthen and help. We pray for every guest that God will arise. We pray, Lord, that if they're walking or in their resting or if they're in conversation, that even that conversation will cause God to arise. We believe you can do it. And we thank you. We go in faith in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless you.